Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, July 17th, and happy birthday to country singer Luke Bryan, who's 45 years old today.
Floating down the Flint River, catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. An assisted living and memory care facility in Acworth suddenly closed and left residents with only a few days to move out. The GBI's gang task force is starting to pay dividends here in Georgia. There's an upcoming paddleboard fundraiser event to support a local four-year-old boy with a brain tumor. A Carroll County man who's facing drug trafficking charges in Cherokee County. A Canton man has been indicted on charges accusing him of sexually abusing a girl for 2 years. And finally, Griffin Callahan is the Cherokee Tribune's new sports editor. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. An assisted living and memory care facility in Southwest Cherokee County announced its closing this week, giving a little over two dozen residents just a few days to find a new place to call home. Tranquil Gardens on Bells Ferry Road near Acworth informed staff and residents Tuesday morning that the facility was closing. The 27 residents and their families were given until noon Friday to move out of the center. Executive Director Tiffany Eccles said she received a call from facility owner Brian Stewart on Tuesday informing her that she needed to begin calling residents' families and letting them know that they would have to move out by noon on Friday as the facility had been foreclosed on. She said there was not much warning of the center being closed. The only indication she saw that something was amiss was that when staff were paid 2 weeks ago, their pay was in the form of personal paper checks from the owners. Before the foreclosure announcement, Tranquil Gardens residents and their families were facing a rent hike. Families received a notice in mid-May that rent would go up by about $500, and some families left, which may have contributed to the financial situation. State regulations call for assisted living centers to give residents and their families 30 days notice.
Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come?
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation's Gang Task Force took part in 549 gang-related investigations during the fiscal year that ended June 30th, up from 343 in fiscal 2020, its first full year in operation. Governor Kemp created the task force during his first year in office, declaring that going after street gangs and human trafficking would be a top priority for his administration. The GBI has become particularly active during the past year as violent crime spiked in Georgia and across the country, a trend law enforcement professionals and political leaders have attributed, in part, to tensions brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. It also has developed Georgia's first statewide database for gang activity. The agency plans to start rolling out data from local law enforcement agencies early next year. The rise in crime in Atlanta has become a political controversy, with Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms blaming Governor Kemp for reopening businesses closed because of COVID-19 sooner than other states, a step she said encouraged out-of-state residents anxious to get out of their homes to come to Georgia and wreak mayhem. The governor said Atlanta's crime wave is the result of inadequate enforcement of the law.
So stand-up paddling is a really safe, fun sport, low impact. It's great, improves your balance. It's probably one of the best sports you can do for staying healthy and happy, mentally and physically.
The Woodstock Public Safety Foundation is holding a benefit paddleboarding event to support the son of a Woodstock police officer who's battling a brain tumor. Paddleboarding for Team Ezra will take place Thursday, July 29th at Murph's Surf on Lake Allatoona. Registration starts at $30 for those who bring their own paddleboard or kayak. Participants needing to rent a paddleboard or one-person kayak can register for $40, while registration and rental of a two-person kayak is $60. Lunch will be provided by JD's Barbecue, and all proceeds from the event will go directly to Team Ezra and the King family. 4-year-old Ezra King was diagnosed with a brain tumor at 18 months old. He's recently started a more aggressive treatment plan. Due to the treatments, the boy works with a therapist to strengthen his motor skills and has developed a love for paddleboarding. For more information, visit TribuneLedgerNews.com.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
A Carroll County man is facing drug trafficking charges in Cherokee County after authorities say they found him with about 50 grams of methamphetamine. 52-year-old Brian Owen of Temple was found to have about 50 grams of meth and about 2 grams of cocaine. He was arrested July 2nd and booked into the Cherokee County Jail on charges of trafficking meth, possession of cocaine, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. In a separate warrant, he's charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, citing a 2007 drug conviction. All the counts are felony charges. Mr. Owens remains in the Cherokee County Jail without bond. A Canton man has been indicted on charges accusing him of sexually abusing a girl for 2 years. A Cherokee County grand jury indicted 22-year-old Enrique Pais of Canton on 2 counts of aggravated child molestation and 2 counts of child molestation. Mr. Pais is accused of sexually abusing a girl starting in 2019 when she was 14 years old over a 2-year span. He has an arraignment scheduled August 12th per court filings and remains in custody with a $25,000 bond. One year ago, Griffin Callahan was a summer intern at the Marietta Daily Journal, scrambling to put together the annual Football Preview magazine. Now he joins the Cherokee Tribune and Ledger News as sports editor. Griffin, a graduate of the University of Georgia with a degree in communications and a sports media certification, finds himself back with the very same network that helped mold him into the writer and editor taking over in Cherokee County. He spent the last 3 years improving his craft at the Carmichael Sports Media Institute at Georgia, covering sports for the Red and Black, the independent student-run newspaper in Athens. He worked with many different sports teams, ranging from cross-country to the Bulldogs' nationally ranked football team. Congratulations and welcome, Griffin.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. That's 800-882-2092.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. All rights reserved. Find us online at bgadgroup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.